Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Knights of the Round Table. Here we have Aiden Berard and Obeth Benito Champa to talk about Sean Langang's Advanced Language Arts 11-10 class. Here, Obeth, tell me about your struggles.
Some of my struggles were turning in essays and on time.
What essays in particular?
The argumentative essay and the Okonkwo essay about analyzing his struggles and culture conflicts.
Did you end up turning those essays in?
I did.
What grade did you get on those essays?
Not good ones, but that's good enough to pass. It is, it really is.
Let's segue into another segment that I like to call Grades with Obeth and Aiden. What kind of grades are you working with, Obeth?
Not good ones. Currently failing 3 classes.
What's your cumulative GPA?
I have no clue.
Is it above or below a 3.0?
Probably below a 3.0.
It's quite unfortunate. Colleges aren't going to like that one.
They're not. They're really not.
Are you planning on going to a 4-year?
Trade school.
For what? Barber?
Yep.
It's going to get you real far in life. You're going to make a lot of money.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
Well, my cum GPA is a 3.14, so not to toot my own horn or anything, but I have a solid B in Langang's class. I think it's a little bit bull honky, but, you know, it's all right.
I like that terminology.
Yeah, you know, I learned it from the Urban Dictionary, page 974. Technical difficulties in the break room. I forgot what Bible verse it was, so Celestians 14:12. We're gonna segue into another segment I like to call Obeth and Aiden talk about school. Obeth, take it away.
All right. So, school. It can be pretty fun, but it can be very annoying. I think my favorite part about this whole school year must have been the car rides with Joel Carlson.
I'd have to agree, Obeth. His car rides were pretty epic with Jaron Miller, Joel Carlson, Aiden Berard, and Obeth Benito.
They really were. I think that my favorite ride must have been the one before the last week of high school, because we actually got food there, except for Aiden Berard. He only got
I didn't get anything. I'm on diet, you know. Flex or anything.
I respect the diet.
Yeah.
So you gonna miss Joel Carlson?
I already do, man. Home soldier.
Yeah.
I actually have an unopened text from him currently.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're doing this podcast, I don't want to interrupt the listeners listening, so, you know, I'm not going to go open that. I think my favorite part of this year, honestly, I don't really have one. I enjoyed last year a lot more.
Yeah, me too.
The PS4 parties were pretty legendary.
They were, they indeed were.
Go home, hop on the PlayStation, play some Overwatch with Keith Brown and Obeth.
Yeah.
Occasionally Brady Cornejo.
They were fun times.
It was pretty good.
Although Charles Fusion was
Welcome to the future, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It introduced some excellent memes.
Yeah.
Some still used today.
And we would have music in this podcast, but I'm too poor to afford Spotify, so I'm not going to put it in.
We are also located in a library.
Yep.
And
so don't deduct points, please. I beg you. Do you know anything else we could talk about with Beth Benito?
We could talk about, yeah, I don't know anything we could talk about. What about, after-school activities? You in any of those?
Nope.
Nope.
Thought about joining chess club one time, didn't do it.
That's
what about you? Soccer, well, man.
I was looking forward to an anime club, but it clashed with, soccer practice, so I couldn't.
Why didn't you drop soccer practice? Seems like one of those things is much more important than the other.
Yeah, anime is a huge part of my life. And, I think this year was the year of my anime obsession, I would say.
But, a little bit weird there, Opa.
Listen, man, I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah.
But I decided to go with soccer so I could not be lazy, like, get some exercise in, be a little healthy.
Like me some One Punch Man, you know what I'm saying?
It's a pretty respectable aim, man. So.
We're currently at 6 minutes and 15 seconds, going on 8 minutes. We're trying to make the mile right here.
So, final stretch.
This is the final stretch. So, never really done a podcast before. I'm kind of what you'd call a virgin to this topic.
Me as well.
It's pretty awesome.
I have watched some H3 podcasts.
Oh yeah. It keeps me updated with the news.
Yeah.
If you want to watch some good podcasts, head over to H3 podcast. Yeah. It's a pretty solid podcast.
It's Ethan and Hila Klein.
Oh yeah, they're having a baby soon.
They are.
Yep.
Oh, and their clothing line is pretty. Yeah.
I guess I'll probably wear a hat, but I don't know about a hoodie. Sorry, we're being interrupted by Jody Cephas, Officer Dominic, and some other man that just walked into the room.
Yeah, I don't think that's Officer Dominic.
Yeah, it's Officer Dominic, sorry.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Anyways, how about, how would you rate this year?
6.5 out of 10, how about you?
I would rate it a solid 5. A lot of ups and downs.
Between.
Yeah. I had my highs and I had my lows. But,
I don't think it was bad, but I don't think it was great.
It was just kind of like...
It was definitely boring.
Yeah.
Didn't really do much stuff.
Yeah, I was just going through the motions.
My grades aren't really what I wanted them to be, but...
My grades are definitely not what I wanted them to be. I'm trying to get them up as...
Yeah, you do that every year.
Yeah.
So.
But I do get them up, though.
Yeah, you get them up to C's and D's.
And B's, nah, dude. I've never gotten it to a C. Or D.
You never had a D?
I had a D for a long time, but I brought it up.
Uh-huh. Well, I think this concludes the first Knights of the Roundtable podcast.
Stay tuned for the next episode coming in next week.
We will be talking about peanut butter and jelly and how to perfect it.
And abortions.
No, we will not.
All right.
You have been listening to Obeth and Aiden on Knights of the Roundtable. Have a good night.